Millions of people have lost weight with personalized plans from Noom, like Evan, who can't stand salads and still lost 50 pounds.
Salads generally for most people are the easy button, right? For me, that wasn't an option. I never really was a salad guy. That's just not who I am. But Noom worked for me.
Get your personalized plan today at Noom.com. Real Noom user compensated to provide their story. In 4 weeks, the typical Noom user can expect to lose 1 to 2 pounds per week. Individual results may vary.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Kilowatt. My name is Bodie, and I am your host. And for some weird reason, I can't hear myself in my headphones. The last week we did this podcast, everything worked fine, and now it's not working fine. I don't know why. Hopefully, everything's sounding good because I'm on a little bit of a time crunch. We are currently having some issues with some irrigation stuff. So last year, actually in 2019, we had some grass put in. Fake grass put in and some blocks. So we have like no rock in our backyard. It's all fake grass or like block. And the reason why we did this is one is it's cheaper to maintain in the Arizona desert. And two, you can't really do anything with a rock yard, although those are really common here in Arizona. You can't really do anything with it. So we don't have a huge backyard. We don't have a tiny backyard, but we don't have a huge backyard. So we tried to maximize our space so that we could actually do things back there. And as it turns out, the guy that put in the backyard, they took three zones for irrigation and they condensed those down to one. Shame on me for not noticing this, but I have a bunch of sand and block and artificial grass. And it turns out when you take the whole irrigation system and you set it up to be for like desert plants, your trees will die. So I have one orange tree that's mostly dead and I have two other trees that are pretty dead. We had an arborist come in and they're like, yeah, man, this is no good. So that's fun. That's what I'm dealing with. So I've been trying to figure out how to fix this issue and that's been for the last 2 days. So this week's episode is going to be pretty short. And the reason for that is because I need to get something figured out before I go to work. And that time is closely approaching. So that's fun. So while I've been dealing with that, I've also been listening to the 3+ hour Joe Rogan and Elon Musk interview that came out yesterday. That's actually pretty entertaining, to be honest with you. However, there is a lot of ads in the Joe Rogan on the Joe Rogan podcast. Holy crud! So, but yeah, it's not a lot of new information, but it is nice to just kind of hear Elon's thoughts on things. Now, having said that, if you don't like ads, because actually we're at a point in this podcast where I could accept ads. At this point, I haven't, and the reason why is I don't think the money is good enough versus the burden of actually having to run the ads. But if you don't like ads, you can support the show on Patreon. Go to patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com. And for $1, you get access to everything. You get access to the Slack. I send you a thank you note. I send you stickers and buttons. It's the best $1 you're going to spend, honestly. And then on top of that, when I do decide to put ads on this show, you won't have to listen to the ads because Patreon supporters, you pay that dollar, you don't have to ever listen to ads. Again, go to patreon.com/kilowatt to check that out. And I am going to be uploading some things to the Patreon site. There was a Martin Eberhard and who's the other founder of Tesla? Oh my gosh, I'm just blanking. Anyway, there was an interview with those two guys I think it was a CNBC interview. I'll be posting that on the Patreon page, and it'll be on the free section, so anybody can view it. I mean, you can go to YouTube and search for it, but if you want to make it easier, just go to patreon.com/kilowatt or supportkilowatt.com. And then this week's show is going to be a shorter show simply because all of the problems I'm having with my irrigation stuff. So let's get into it. Rivian is reportedly looking for sites for factories in Europe. I should have written that as Rivian is reportedly looking for factory sites in Europe. I mean, that makes sense, right? I don't know that Rivian's going to have a big market in Europe because I've only been to Europe a few times, but I didn't see a ton of pickup trucks. And most of the pickup trucks I did see were specifically for like work. And then you have the SUVs. Rivian's got a big SUV. So unless they're significantly going to shrink down their vehicles, I don't know that that makes a ton of sense. However, there are lots of people who listen to this podcast who live in Europe. So if you have thoughts, let me know. Bodie, B-O-D-I-E at 918 Digital. Lucid Motors, speaking of Europe and vehicles, Lucid Motors said that the Lucid Air deliveries will begin in Europe in late 2021. Honestly, that's a lot sooner than I figured. I don't know how many pre-orders Lucid Motors got for the Lucid Air, but I didn't figure that Europe would see the Lucid Air until at least mid-2022. And, you know, maybe begin deliveries is like 10 Lucid Airs instead of, you know, 1,000 or whatever. But still, pretty cool timeline. Tesla has increased its workforce by more than 20,000 people in 2020. So it's a pandemic. and they grew so much, they increased their workforce by 20,000 employees. In 2019, they had 48,000 employees. And I'm going to be honest with you, I thought they had more than that in 2019. But in 2020, they grew to 70,757 employees. Tesla is a huge company by any metric, but that is a lot of employees to manage. I'm sure that is a challenge, no matter which way you slice it. Let's see. 600-plus EVgo charging stations are getting Tesla connectors. So that's pretty cool, because as far as I know, the only commercial charging stations that have Tesla connectors are Tesla superchargers or destination chargers. I could be wrong. I don't own a Tesla, and I don't spend a lot of time hanging out at electric vehicle charging stations, but I'm pretty sure this is the first time that connector has been licensed to a third-party commercial charging station. But in any case, EVgo has just picked up, in my opinion, a pretty significant advantage over its competitors. EVgo also offers CCS and CHAdeMO connectors as well, although I think CCS is on its way out. Elon announced on Twitter that he is writing a book about SpaceX and Tesla. Now, I wonder who they're going to get to be the ghost author of this book, because I can't imagine that Elon has the time to write this by himself. Like, the man doesn't have a ton of free time, aside from the 3 hours that he just gave Joe Rogan a few days ago. He doesn't really have a ton of free time. So, like, where is he going to find time to write a book? I'm not entirely sure. And then this last story, and yes, it's the last story, is for the Americans in the group, in the listening audience. The Biden administration is proposing a bill that would open up another round of federal tax credits for Tesla and other automakers. The Green Act will increase the number of vehicles eligible for the $7,000 tax credit to 600,000. So to this point, Tesla has sold 200,000 vehicles that qualified for that tax credit. So they would be eligible for 400,000 more vehicles for a total of 600,000. I really need this because the Cybertruck is really expensive. So, and I'm sure a bunch of other people need it as well. It'd be kind of nice if that number was a little bigger, but I understand they have to put a cutoff on it. But Tesla's going to sell out of that or sell through those vehicles, that 400,000, pretty quick. All right, everybody. That is our show this week. Sorry it's short. I just have a ton of stuff to get done. I think next week will be better, but I'm not guaranteeing anything because I honestly thought I was going to spend about 15 minutes and fix this problem when it first came up. I was like, oh, that's no problem. There's something with the irrigation timer. I'll just go change those settings. That wasn't it. And I was like, oh, I'll just go to the box and I'll make sure the wires are all good. That wasn't it. So now I'm faced with a choice of either ripping up all of my grass and or a lot of my grass in my blocks to fix this problem or working around it. And, you know, ripping that stuff up is costly. So, yeah. But next week, hopefully, will be a little bit longer show. Hopefully, I'll get a Patreon exclusive in there. But I want to thank everybody for listening. I want to thank all the Patreons for supporting the show, or patrons for supporting the show. And I want to thank everybody who listens to the show, because we have gotten quite a few new listeners. So that's exciting. So keep it up, guys. If you have any questions, reach out to me, Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918-DIGITAL. You can also find me on Twitter at 918-DIGITAL. And, oh, you know what? Here's another thing. I have another podcast that is called Visco Cult. That's V-S-C-O Cult. It is about a fantasy social media cult that just kind of makes fun of social media just in general. I should have promoted that more on this podcast because we don't have very many downloads. But honestly, man, other than this show, which I'm really proud of, what Sierra, because the person I do that with is Sierra, and I have done on that. It's our first time writing anything that was fiction that we put out to the world. So, and I'm going to tell you, writing, editing, and performing this stuff is really hard, and we did all of that stuff. So go check out Visco Cult. I'll actually try and remember to put a link in the show notes. I'm really proud of it. So if you don't mind, check it out. And if you don't mind giving me some feedback on it, I would appreciate that too. Bodie, B-O-D-I-E, at 918-DIGITAL. Thank you so much. Have a great week.
Tired of ads barging into your favorite news podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay up to date on everything newsworthy by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/newsadfree. That's amazon.com/newsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.